I cooked 3 meals a day for years and years. Mm-hmm. There was nothing left with this miniature of the world. And then when they had a sawmill here, well, the boys that worked at it stayed here until Saturday, and then they'd go home for the weekend. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just kind of took it easy. I didn't let it bother me, but it didn't.
Was there any kind of dish you can remember preparing or cooking by grinding up the hog's liver?
I like liver, but I don't know what they'd call it.
Did you make any particular kind of food out of grinding up the liver?
No.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.
Was there anything else that you can think of that you used to do with the different parts of the hog?
Well, the ham was what I...
That's the best.
And the fried sausage, and that's when I fried the sausage here, when we moved down here after the war. I put it in a jar, and it would be fresh, but some people would dry it and hang it in the house. I don't know what they call the house now. I mean, I was out there, but tore down when we moved this house.
If you kept butter for too long and it didn't taste good, what might you say happened to the butter? How would you describe what it tastes like?
I wouldn't eat it. I don't know.
If you had some thick, sour milk that you keep on hand, like you might use it for cooking cornbread or something, what kind of milk would you call that?
Buttermilk. I like buttermilk. I never did drink sweet milk until my children come along and I had to have it. Drink a good bit of that so I'd have breastfeed. They were all breastfed babies.
Did you ever make any kind of cheese from sour milk? Mm-hmm. Let's see. What kind of pie do you call it when you bake it in a deep dish and like with apples and has a crust on top? What kind of pie do you call
it? Apple pie.
Do you have any other word other than pie that you might call it when it doesn't have crust on the bottom, it's got crust on the top, and you spoon it out? Did you ever call it cobbler?
Oh, cobbler.
Did you call it cobbler?
Right. I remember the name now, cobbler.
If somebody has a good appetite, and you might say, he sure likes to put away his...
meal?
Is there any kind of word you might call food sometimes besides food?
Can't think of it.
What do you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie? If you poured some kind of sweet something over a pie or ice cream, what might you call it?
Well, it wouldn't be a syrup, would it?
Yeah, could be.
I don't know what I ever did.
What do you call food that you might eat between your regular meals?
Sandwich. Yeah, I take my bananas and back up. I eat up all that I had and they're getting brown. I may have to make me a sandwich out of it.
What, if you weren't talking about something in particular that you were going to eat between meals, what might you say? Instead, I'm going to have lunch or I'm going to have dinner, I'm going to have a what?
Snack. Usually cake if it's dinner.
What do you usually get to drink when you're thirsty?
Coffee.
And if you don't have coffee, what might you get? It might be cold.
Tea. But I want hot tea.
You want hot tea?
I don't drink iced tea.
When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what might you tell them?
That's a blessing.
All right. And before you even got them in the room, what might you say to them to tell them to come?
Wash your hands.